This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, June 18th. Well, the cattle market wasn't over the moon, but it was nearly high enough on Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, the cattle snapped back. It seemed that the feed yards were asking higher prices for physical trade. And while everyone was waiting, it started to build a little momentum. We went limit up. This is the first time in quite a while. And here at the end of the week, looks really good. The futures really rallied off their lows, $4 right out of the box, and really started to gain some momentum and some follow through. Buying came in, and you know, the market is still like moving. The traders were waiting for that trade to develop, and it certainly did. Now we're ahead of the Father's Day weekend. There is expectations that wholesale demand is going to have a little bit of an uptick next week. So with that in mind, everyone's jumping on board.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 2 at 499 and 3 quarters. July corn was down 1 and 3 quarters at 362 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 618. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 2.5, ranging from 644 and 3 quarters to 669 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were down 6 and 3 quarters, ranging from 705 and 3 quarters to 720 and 3 quarters. Live cattle for June were up 220 at 108.60. August feeder cattle were up 430 to 147.95. And June Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1536.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.